I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Air Force at New Mexico on the College Hoops Pick and Roll Up. There's only one Mountain West game scheduled for Friday night, but it's in one of college basketball's best settings as Air Force visits New Mexico. The game tips off at 10 p.m. Eastern and will be on CBS Sports Network. Air Force is 12-9 overall, but they've held their own in a tough Mountain West, going 3-5 but playing a lot of close games. They've beaten several teams that were picked to finish ahead of them in the league, but on Tuesday night the wheels came off and they lost by 30 at San Jose State. They only won 4 games in the Mountain West last year and 3 the year before that, so with 3 wins already this season, they're a step ahead of where they've been recently. The Falcons play one of the nation's slowest tempos on offense, shortening the game by limiting possessions and maximizing the value of their possessions by taking and making a lot of threes. Several players on this team shoot three-pointers well, but the most frequent attempter is sophomore guard Jake Heidbreder, who attempts about 6 of them per game and is far and away the team's leading scorer with over 14 per contest. New Mexico is 18-3 overall in the season, and 3 of those losses have come in Mountain West play, where they've been involved in some barn burner games of late. Last Friday, they hosted Boise State and won in overtime, and on Monday, they went to Nevada and lost in double overtime. At least one of the stories of this game is going to be the contrast in styles. While Air Force prefers a much slower tempo, New Mexico likes to run and plays the conference's fastest-moving offense. The Lobos are also very good at limiting their opponent's threes, which is something they'll need to do against Air Force. On the offensive team, they're a good shooting team with 3+ options to score, and the level of firepower that they bring to the table is going to be a real challenge for Air Force to match. New Mexico won both of their games against Air Force last year, but split the season series each of the last 2 years before that, despite finishing well above the Falcons in the final standings. Entering the weekend, New Mexico is projected to be a 9 seed in Joe Lunardi of ESPN's latest bracket projection, but losing to Air Force in either of their 2 meetings down the stretch would put a significant dent in their tournament resume. That's our Around the Court preview for Air Force at New Mexico on Friday. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
Hello everyone, Ryan Stevens on the Pick and Rollout for the late game on Friday between Air Force and New Mexico. The Lobos, 11.5-point home favorites. They lost to Nevada on Monday, snapping a 4-game win streak, falling to 18-3 overall this season. They're 5-3 in the conference, 12-7-1 against the spread. They've covered 7 of their last 8 at home against teams with a losing road record, and 4 of their last 5 against a team with a winning straight-up record. They've covered 4 of their last 5 overall, 8 of their last 11 at home. In their last 27 games following an against-the-spread win, they are 18-7-2 against the spread. In their last 23 games following a straight-up loss, they're 15-7-1 against the number. Air Force 12-9 overall this season, 3-5 in the conference, 13-8 against the spread. They've lost 2 in a row after falling to San Jose State on Tuesday. They have covered 5 of their last 6 on the road and 4 of their last 5 on Fridays. They're also 11-4 against the spread in their last 15 games overall, just 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 when facing a team with a winning straight-up record. In this matchup, the road team has covered 6 of the last 7. I don't think that continues here, though. I'll actually take New Mexico minus 11.5 at home. 142.5 is the total. Air Force has gone over in 5 of their last 6 Friday games, their last 6 following a straight-up loss, and 4 of their last 5 following an against-the-spread loss. They're under, though, in 21 of their last 29 on the road, and in their last 19 games when facing a team with a winning percentage above 600, they're 13-6 in favor of the under, 13-5 in favor of the under, in their last 18 road games against a team with a winning home record. New Mexico, over in 7 of their last 9 at home and 8 of their last 11 overall. They've gone 5-2-1 in favor of the over in their last 8 when facing a team with a winning straight-up record. They're under in 15 of their last 20 on Fridays and 5 of their last 6 following a straight-up loss. I think 142.5 is too many. I'll take under the total. That's our look at Air Force and New Mexico. Be sure to subscribe to the feed and check out more college basketball matchups as we break them down right here on the Pick and Rollout. I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.